Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Have a happy, happy birthday. Have a happy, happy birthday. Have a happy birthday to you.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
Well, so that's done. Now let's go to groups.
Thank you, Bug. Efficient Attic Systems and Don Davis Auto Group bring you my nizzle. So good to say that without risking getting my butt kicked.
Wow, did...
Yeah.
Do we have the Sal and Rossum thing already?
Yep.
What?
Let's go to Ty to find out.
Looks like the Cowboys have signed veteran return man Alan Rossum.
Wow.
Just released to make room for Micah Crabtree.
Talk about
that guy. Can
very veteran.
That guy can return, though.
That's a former Eagles screen.
He knows what he's doing. Kicks and punts, right?
Yeah. I think he is, yeah. I think he runs. He's fine. Like a rascal these days.
They're doing fine.
As long as it's in that order.
They're fine on their punt returns. They don't need any help.
I think we both know that that's not true, and they're doing something about it. Alan Rossum, interesting.
Well, that's Wade. Wade will make some moves.
I know he was
catch the ball.
I know he was really good 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, do you know
it's been a while.
Who was let go?
From the Cowboys? I don't think the Cowboys are announcing this yet, are they?
Wow.
All right, well, let's say hi to Hardline. The Hardline is at Lowe's in somewhere.
Pac-Man's been released again.
They're at Lowe's.
This would be Irving.
Lowe's in Irving.
Yes.
And Michael Irving.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Dan.
Very nice to speak to you.
Well, it's always nice to speak to you, and it is.
Irving.
Is there a snake near you?
I think we should be saying hi to you since you've been gone now for the last 2 weeks.
Since you've been gone.
How about that right in?
That is true.
Dan.
Say hi to me.
How are you?
Totally great.
Are you AIDS-free today?
Hange-free? What?
AIDS-free.
AIDS-free?
Yeah.
So were you seriously? Were you all swined up?
No open sores.
The swine flu.
Really?
Indeed.
Is your kid? Are your kids okay? Like, are they?
Eden has the flu.
Now they were telling us it was AIDS.
Well, that's the swine flu.
Uh-oh.
Is more acceptable to say publicly, and I don't think you're supposed to repeat what was said behind closed doors. Now you guys have.
Well, I'm not. It was said out in the cubicle area. I mean, to everybody.
We have to stop.
You guys have a very loud, just area that you're in. I guess is there a saw going on behind you?
Yeah, they're in a Lowe's, so they got a big ass air conditioning thing going.
Well, no, actually, we don't.
Nothing around.
It's burning up in here, and there are no saws within sight.
Got some spare generators going.
Why did Killer lie to me?
Like, are they making keys right there?
No, we don't appear to be near any kind of key-making device.
I hate to break in with this update.
It's all the Christmas decorations up there.
Oh, okay.
Thanks a lot, Christmas.
Yes, we are. You'll be very happy to know if we may break in with this developing story first.
Yes, sir.
We are seeing on the, let the record show, 13th of Rocktober, the first Christmas decorations out.
And it's not just a couple.
No.
We're surrounded by
there are aisles devoted to them.
It's too early, man.
It's never too early for Christmas, Donovan.
It's too early, man.
And that's why you're there today?
Yes.
We're demonstrating
Christmas today.
Celebrate Christmas.
It's never too early for Christmas. It's never too early for Rocktober.
They have a black Santa out here, though, Donovan.
Well, how about that?
Why Donovan?
Blanta.
Are we going to go down this road again?
It's the only reason I brought
it. Is that what we're going to do?
We're being so blensative.
Maybe some Blaine beer?
We've been down this road.
Yeah, just keep going. Keep going.
May I break in with a game show update?
What?
They had Who Wants to Be a Millionaire down here.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
And they had a housewife playing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Common Frau.
Say it again.
And her question was, how many athletic teams are in the Big Ten Conference?
No.
And she couldn't believe how easy it was.
No, but she asked the audience.
Yeah, she asked the audience. The audience all agreed that, of course, there are 10 teams in the Big Ten.
It's 10.
And then they ushered her away. Girls.
With a check for 2 cents.
It really doesn't make any sense. Let's be honest.
No, but the logo, you can see the 11 kind of in there.
What are we going on, 20, 15 years of the Big Ten having 11 teams?
Eh, don't worry about that.
They haven't had a chance to change that?
Why don't you call your wife and see if she can answer that question. Nobody can answer that question. No woman will be able to answer that question.
Well, I think mine would.
No way.
All right, call her.
I'll bet you $20 right now she doesn't know.
I'll bet you an upper deck.
You have to put an extension in.
My wife won't know either. We can call her right now.
Does Tom have her number?
No, it's a new number.
Have Tom.
Okay.
Call her up.
All right, we're going to call
Twig. So we can do... Today is Tuesday, October 13th. The
Rocktober 13th.
86th day of the year.
Come on, get with the program, Dan. It's Rocktober, man.
79 days left in 2009.
Yep.
On this day, let's see. I think we're going right to birthdays. Oh, actually, I got to give a plug to the Dallas Fire Classic. Starts today. It's through the weekend. Support the Dallas Fire Heat, the Dallas Fire Department's baseball team. Go to dfdheat.com. They've got games starting tomorrow out in Grand Prairie.
Now, don't get confused and go to dfdmeat.com because it's a much different website.
They got a big Texas OU party Friday night. Anyway, go to dfdheat.com. Support Bobby Baker, the Dallas Fire Department. And stuff.
T-Speed.
And T-Speed.
Yeah, support T-Speed for sure.
Heat with an H.
Birthday time. Oh, hold on. Let's go to Twiggy on the phone line, perhaps.
Oh, ring it.
Oh.
Hey, Twig.
Hey.
What's up?
Nothing.
How you feeling?
I'm okay.
Let me ask her this, Donovan, okay?
All right.
Twiggy, hey, it's Corby.
Hey, Corby.
How are you?
I'm
fine. Are you at work?
Yeah.
You feeling okay?
You sound so down. Yeah, this is me.
Oh, I thought you were sick.
I have been sick, but I'm back today.
Now he gave it to Donovan, so...
I know.
That's right. I was making out with him earlier.
All right, Twiggy, here's the question that we're asking you.
Okay.
How many athletic teams or schools are in the Big Ten?
10.
Thank you.
Sorry, Donnie.
Damn. I have confidence in you, babe.
Why would she know that it's 11?
Because she's my woman.
She was really worked up about it.
She knows everything.
And no girl knows that.
She's
absolutely right. Babe, no girl knows that.
I had
she
faith
was really,
in you.
Wasn't she really worked up when Penn State was going to join and she just couldn't come to terms with an 11th team being added?
I thought
my wife
would. Yes. I thought it would be so obvious that she would know it was not 10.
But would she know who caught the game?
Upper decker in your future.
Would your wife know who caught the game-winning touchdown pass for the Cowboys the other day?
No.
Do you, Twiggy?
I don't know. Yeah, I really kind of ripped Creighton yesterday, so I don't know if it was him or not.
Yeah, I don't think she watched the game. Yeah.
I didn't watch the game? What were you doing?
All right.
I'm injuring myself.
She was at church praise dancing, and she's sprained her knee severely.
Okay, but here's where Twiggy...
You were at church during a Cowboy game?
Yeah.
Boy.
What is praise dancing?
Fake Texan.
May I ask you a football question I think you are equipped to handle?
Okay.
How many, if any, Cowboy offensive linemen can you name? Because I say at least 3.
I may can name more than 3.
Well, you go right ahead.
Let's hear it.
You can go right across the line.
Let's hear it.
I'm going to throw my all-time favorite, Leonard Davis.
Okay.
Why is he your favorite?
Because I can remember his name that time.
Where is he on the line?
Oh, I don't know his name.
Okay. All right. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Leonard Davis. Oh, crap. Now that you ask me, I'm not going to know.
Just take a deep breath.
Oh, his last name is... Oh. Okay, we go through this with me making noises. Him and this did a... Okay, Bob, because I'm pressure, I can't think
of
it. So far, we've got an offensive line.
Okay, we have Leonard Davis. I have...
Which doesn't come as any surprise, really.
Crap, and I know this person.
Come on, you're freezing on me.
Ah, you nailed it.
I know, I did.
The fact that you can name one, Twiggy, you're ahead of what, 95% of...
Yes, she is. Now, I have a football question that I think you'll be able to handle, Twiggy.
It's not Alfonso. What is his name?
It's Flozell, baby. Flozell.
Thank you, Donver.
What's his last name?
Oh, yeah, you know them all.
Flozell what?
Flozell Adams.
All right. She just needed a little push.
All right, now who's the third?
The third person... would be...
the center, the guy who snaps the ball.
Stop it!
I don't know who the center is. I'm sorry, everyone should know him. But
how about if I tell you his first name's Andre?
3,000.
No.
That's totally what you wanted to say.
Or maybe I'll tell you his first name's Computer.
No, he's not an offensive lineman. He might be built up like one, but...
All right, here's
you guys
a question.
You got me off my game today.
Who won the Oak Cliff Super Bowl?
Who won Oak Cliff Super Bowl? Normally the Oak Cliff Raiders.
Uh-oh.
What the hell are you talking about, babe?
Don't they win every year?
All right, we got to go.
It's like Sock and Kimball.
Oh, my goodness.
You need to go make money.
It's Carter and Kimball.
Hey, yeah. say hi to Big Sam for us.
And don't forget, more money, more problems.
Bye, y'all.
All right.
Love you.
Oh, my.
Bye.
Boy, that did not work out at all.
Hang up.
You hang up.
No, you. Same time. Ready?
Bye.
Three,
all
by yourself.
Two, one,
bye.
Hang up.
That's one thing she did right. Women.
Not a great showing.
No, I'm going to teach her a lesson tonight.
Wow.
All right, let's see.
Andre Girard.
A lot of birthdays.
Tallahassee Torque Wrench.
Calcosa is the guard. He's a guard.
Why do you laugh at that?
Andrew Bruno is 20.
Because it's funny.
Duke Preston. Corey Proctor is
the guard. I have a birthday, Dan.
Parking lot attendant at Wiley High School, Jimmy Hitt, is 62. What do you got, Mike?
It is the 22nd birthday of a guy whose name I believe is Justin. Actually, it's his sister's 22nd birthday. I don't know her name.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing?
But he works at the Improv.
Hey, what's his name?
You haven't even mentioned any names.
I think his name is Justin.
Look, if you don't have your ducks in a row, don't even try. What's the point? You think the guy's name is Justin, but you don't know the birthday person's name.
Right.
Birthday person?
It's flimsy.
At best.
I admit.
Melissa emails that her dad, Mark Rushing, is 50. Now, Melissa emailed a photo and stuff. I haven't printed it yet, but... we should give her a little... Let's see. She tried to fit a juggy one in there for Mike, she says.
Good.
So that's from,
I respect that.
From Melissa... Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Trying to get both of them in there.
Sorry?
Nope. I remember certain keywords.
Yeah, she can only fit one in there. That's good, right, Mike?
Yeah.
Casey Blanton of Denison. His birthday?
Yep.
And let's see. Lacey emails.
Lacey, oh, huh?
Hi, Lacey.
Husband David Bloom has a birthday, and she has sent a little photo of herself.
Let's see that.
She says, P.S., what is a hot car? Old David won't tell me.
Well, tell him to show you.
Yeah, have him show you.
Right.
For his
don't tell, just show.
You'll
Oh, wow. Is this Lacey?
That's Lacey.
Doug, wow. Hello, Lacey.
Maybe right after a roast beef dinner.
Doug writes.
And tell him to demonstrate that.
What, Mike? Go ahead. No, finish that.
Demonstrate what?
The Harrisburg hammer while he's at it.
How old? How old are you, Mike?
Woo! Like that.
72.
You're unbelievable.
Doug writes,
I'm sorry.
Unbelievably awesome,
that his wife, Kim, gave birth to a P1 yesterday. During the hard line.
Did he send a picture of it?
Nice. Were they doing it during the hard line?
During Mount 12 Big Ones.
Hard line.
7 pounds, 10 ounces.
Wow.
Healthy baby boy. Good times. And he'll be an Aggie, we're told.
They named it Carl.
So congrats.
Oh, why did they send a picture of the mom? Oh, here it is. I got this too. No name yet, so let's go with baby you. Mom approves pick after baby weight gone, but the 36 double D's are good.
You got what I
need. All right.
All right, Sarah says, Dan,
he's just a rip.
Wish my boyfriend Ricky a happy 25th.
He's just a rip.
Wait a minute.
Oh, baby.
And Sarah sent a picture.
My wife used to play with Julie in out-of-town soccer
team. Yeah, how about that?
That's a Sandra Bullock-looking picture right there. What's wrong with that?
He thinks all white people look alike.
No, I don't.
And I'd like to say happy birthday to my friend Mighty Joe, who works for the Cavs.
Well, happy birthday, Mighty Joe.
Who is trying to set up, trying to arrange an Ava LeBron's son marriage.
Isn't she isn't he always also trying to formulate some propaganda that might get LeBron into the All-Star game?
I think LeBron, just like Marty B thought, LeBron probably will be in the All-Star game. I agree with Marty B.
I'm just saying we need to wait and see.
I don't know. Maybe not, man.
He might have a... He might roll out.
Let Wayne Winston get a hold of him.
Which of you two jumped offside quicker, you or Marty B, when I said he might not
Marty
be
in Marty B's like, yes, he will.
We don't know about that.
I think Corby's talking to you.
Hey, how about Corby talks on the air during this segment, and then he could talk to his idiot fans off the air during the break?
Wow.
Can we institute that rule, you think?
When he gets back on the air, I'll tell you.
How about...
Sorry, I was just talking to P1s.
Any moron still with an doing. OU hat?
What is that? Does he want to call that guy because he knows everything about sports?
Just
likes to meet people who know sports, too.
Go ahead, Dan. I'm sorry.
No reason to apologize. Just talk OU whenever you need to.
No, I think Broyles is going to play.
He's telling him that we're going to be calling him.
No, Broyles.
How are you doing?
Broyles is playing.
I think Broyles is playing. I mean, I've talked to my people up there, and it looks like Broyles is going to give it a go.
That's great news, man.
He's our Shipley, so we're going to roll with it.
That is great news.
All right. Let's roll
this. Oh, that's right. You're on my team this week.
I sure am, bro.
The birthdays in 1 minute, Bob?
I need a shirt to wear to the game.
I'll give you a shirt, and you're not going to the game.
Yes. Here we go. Ready?
Go to that game.
Tim Crabtree, 40.
Michael former Ranger great.
Go. Derek Harper, 48.
Former Maverick great. That's
here.
Greatness, too.
Okay, well, Derek is here.
Trevor Hoffman, 42.
Jim's
great.
Well. And back for another year, no less.
Jerry Jones, 67.
Wow. Money.
Oh, man.
Jerry Jones money.
That means Quincy is some age, because doesn't he share a birthday?
I believe so.
Boy, I wonder whose skirt he's chasing tonight.
Nancy Kerrigan is 40.
Why?
Oh, my poor knee.
Why?
Rich Kotite.
Still very equine, I'll bet.
Tom. 67.
Eagle spare.
Oh,
Jermaine Ridiculous.
Wasn't that bad.
It's horrible.
Those were good years.
It's a joke. Rich
Jermaine O'Neal, 31.
Okay. He was a bum.
Indiana.
Paul Pierce, 36.
He'll get stabbed on you.
36.
Jerry Rice, 47.
Was he that great?
Can you believe that, man?
Doc Rivers, 48.
Wait a minute. Back to Paul Pierce. He was in Dirk's draft class. Dirk is 31 or 30?
I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
Dirk was coming out of high school.
Yeah. Yeah, but how's Pierce 36?
Reggie Theus, 52.
Right. Flunked a couple of years. He was held back a couple times. Come on.
Sammy Hagar, 62.
Not everybody's
now
real good
that
with math.
Is greatness.
Dan, I believe you're wrong. I'm seeing October 13th of 77, so he would be 32.
Yeah, that sounds a lot closer to the truth.
Marie Osmond, 50.
Who?
Marie Osmond.
Hot.
Dan tried to put 4 years on Paul Pierce.
Pretty hot.
What would I gain by that?
I think
she
there's an agenda
kids.
There.
I pitted a bull. Don't say Marie Osmond's hot.
I think
she has seven, eight kids.
You're
yeah.
trying to get
she
him does? On the cheap in your
yeah.
fantasy basketball
wow.
league.
Mormon, dog. They don't use protection.
Kelly Preston, 47.
Roadhouse. Never forget it.
Wasn't she married to somebody?
Yeah, didn't she
John
go like...
John Travolta?
Mark.
Yeah.
Paul Simon, 68.
Who?
Married to Edie Brickell.
Paul Simon's how old?
68.
He looks way worse than that.
Was I right, killer?
Damond Wilson, 63.
Oh, that's Lamont from Sanford and Son.
And now, spare birthdays.
What a big day.
That's a well-manicured dog you have there, sir.
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
Paul. Paul Cavallini, 44.
That's a former star is great.
Don't have time. Don't have time. Don't have time.
Sean O'Donnell, 38. And Damian Spank Miller, 40.
Who's that?
Wasn't he like baseball. A backup catcher?
Oh, yeah. I bet he's a well, too.
Yeah, I think he was a Brewer. Great.
Well.
Dan?
Well.
Born on this day now, Dad, Lenny Bruce.
That's a tragedy.
Funny or no?
And Nipsey Russell.
Oh, now that's funny.
Again? Dead on this day, still dead, Mike.
What was his name with the Nipsey Russell?
Ed Sullivan.
Wow.
That's no talent right there, like you.
Your dad hated Ed Sullivan.
Hated him.
Why?
Well, I don't know that he hated him. He just didn't think he had any talent.
He was no good.
He thought anybody could get up there and do what he was doing.
That's right, they could. And anybody could do what you do, too.
And I knew that he was wrong. Just the fact that he was on TV made him great.
Get up here and yammer-yak all day long on the radio. Like we can Lurch. Be playing music.
He's as great as Lurch.
What kind of music would you like for us to play, sir?
Band music. Big band music.
Such as what?
Not listening to you idiot. How about some Buddy Rich?
Tyler?
Huh?
That's why today.
Instead, I turn on the radio and I get you flapping your gums. You're a gum flapper.
He's in the army now.
And a bad one at that.
Tonight.
Oh, you can't make a three-pointer. You're an unathletic fool.
We got to go.
Get your shine box.
Tomorrow morning.